In recent weeks, we have all been flooded with a message that research is a ridiculous, frivolous waste of taxpayers' money by the federal government. And this has been used to justify the drastic funding cuts to the National Institutes of Health and National Science Foundation. Even I can agree that topics like the sex life of the screw worm, deadly sea snail venom, and the blood of horseshoe crabs sounds pretty ridiculous. But as a scientist and NSF-funded researcher, I know that science isn't linear. And it is often the seemingly obscure and frivolous-sounding studies that change the world. Snail venom studies led to the discovery of a non-opioid drug 1,000 times more powerful than morphine. And the screwworm sex life turns out to be pretty important, as discovering how to sterilize and eradicate it led to billions of dollars saved by the cattle industry. Studying horseshoe crabs helped us develop effective treatments for COVID-19. In science, you can't predict what you will find, but it is often basic research that leads to breakthroughs. We do need watchdogs, but you know what? Slashing funding to science and making a mockery of research is not the answer. Research can't be turned on and off, and for many, an interruption in funding ends careers or leads to a brain drain where our best and brightest leave the U.S., decimating our ability to do cutting-edge science and train the next generation. If we want to be a leader in the world, we must push back against policies that undermine scientific progress and ensure that research remains a national priority. I'm Karen Sammons, and that's my perspective.